From the News Center, a news focus.
Groups in Pennsylvania are urging the state DEP to move ahead quickly and implement some of the suggestions outlined in their report regarding conventional well operators plugging their abandoned wells. The department details the oversight of the oil and gas industry in that report. Sierra Club Associate Attorney Anka Jane said his group petitioned the state to adopt full-cost bonding for the old wells. He notes in their attempt to raise the bonds above $2,500, House Bill 2644 was passed, which restricts the state's ability to change bond amounts for conventional wells and sets restrictions on how the state must spend federal funding that has been provided to Pennsylvania for this purpose.
It prevents DEP from raising bond amounts for conventional wells for 10 years from its passage. I'll note that it doesn't say anything about fracking wells. So we have also petitioned DEP to raise bond amounts for fracking wells, and they still have that authority, and they're still considering our petition to do it.
Jane adds they're asking lawmakers to raise the bond amount to $38,000 per well, $83,000 per fracked well. Pennsylvania has more than 6,000 so-called orphan wells, with hundreds of thousands yet to be found. Jane points out the current business model of the industry to place the responsibility on taxpayers isn't a good idea. Adding the group suggests lawmakers implement a change that would block operators from transferring the sale of abandoned, unplugged wells to other companies.
I think the legislature should look at addressing this transfer issue and making sure that wells aren't being transferred to operators that just don't have the money to plug them. And that's something that would be, you know, very targeted and could help put a serious dent in this problem.
Jane adds it's important for wells to be plugged to avoid chemicals and pollutants like methane and benzene from seeping into the air and water. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.